sign, Cast and Cresswell Academy, text, Hallmark Channel presents. Students enter a two-story brick school wearing uniforms and carrying backpacks. Garland hangs over the entrance. Title, Christmas Song. A woman with blonde hair looks around before walking to the entrance. Credits, Natasha Hensteridge. Gabriel Hogan. And Ben Mulroney. A woman hangs a wreath.
So, Jessica, just to be clear, given the merger, there are now going to be two music programs?
For now.
She stretches on a ladder.
Can you reach this hook? You're taller than me.
Already decorating for Christmas, huh?
My therapist told me to find things to keep my mind off the merger. Something less stressful, like Christmas.
She nods her head.
Less stressful, like Christmas. Right.
I know you hate it, Diana, but just give me this. Hang this for me.
Diana hangs the wreath.
Oh, I'm feeling better already.
Merger's going that badly, huh?
Merging an all-girls school with an all-boys school. Are you kidding? There are so many issues to resolve.
She shakes her head and turns toward the sound out the window. A young couple embraces outside.
Get your hands off her!
They turn around in surprise and leave. Diana looks away and bites her lip.
Making sure that proper behavior is observed. Having to make sure that the existing facilities are co-educational.
Attention, please. The boys are reminded to please lower the toilet seats after using the washroom.
A line forms at the bathroom where a sign lists boy and girl times for use.
Come on, boys.
The boys watch her walk away.
You know, even the little things like merging our athletic program. But the thing I hate most of all, eliminating unnecessary duplication.
Okay, now I'm stressed out. I'm gonna go set up for class.
Directed by Timothy Bond.
Composers have been arguing for years about what feeling certain keys convey. For example, C major is usually thought of as bright and sunny. But composer Hector Berlioz, 1803 to 1869, called C major serious, deaf, and dull.
The girls sit at their desks and look around curiously as the drumming gets louder.
B minor is about accepting one's fate. It's usually referred to as the key of patience.
I don't know.
She glances toward the noise.
Okay, I can't take this anymore. I'll be back in a minute. Just shout quietly amongst yourselves in the meantime.
In an adjoining classroom, an instructor leads boys as they pound drums and tambourines. Diana opens the door and looks inside. He looks up and she waves.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Excellent. I love it. 5 minutes. I'll be right back.
She smirks as he joins her in the hallway. He frowns.
What was that all about?
What?
That noise?
It's called rhythm, you know, as in I got...
Really? Because I call it pounding, as in headache. I'm trying to teach a music class right next door.
What do you think I'm doing?
Well, pounding everything in sight isn't exactly music.
It's self-expression.
Yeah, well, so are facial tattoos, but I don't think we should be encouraging those.
Okay, well, you can't make music without a beat. And if you'll excuse me, I got students waiting.
Can you...
She throws up her hands.
Oh, wow.
The girls talk at their desks.
Hi, sorry about that. Sorry.
She looks around in surprise. They sit in Jessica's office.
I can't hear myself
teach music
think.
If I can't even teach the basics
well,
of rhythm.
There are things called textbooks.
You can't teach music from a book.
Oh, really? What do you think I've been doing?
Don't you know either?
Oh, very funny. Look, I am just trying to teach my students the fundamentals and history of music.
Okay,
I think that's pretty
fine.
Important.
And all I'm
I mean,
trying
really,
to do is teach these kids to find the music within themselves.
Enough!
It's a...
No, please, stop arguing about who is teaching the right way. Just be thankful you've got jobs.
They stare at her.
Are you trying to tell us something?
Nothing specific, no. It's just that we're under budgetary pressures, and as usual, the very first things to get trimmed are the arts. And here we are with two music teachers who cannot agree on what to teach.
It's just that without all of
these kids, that they have the music within them.
It's important.
This is exactly what I mean. Now, look, we all agree that music is a vital part of education, but eventually I am going to have to face the board who are going to sit there behind their ledgers, and they're going to want proof.
Diana looks away.
I don't know how you prove something like that. I mean,
with public support. If you can get the alumni and the parents to protect the program, then you've got a chance of keeping the program alive.
We could organize a recital.
I can't recitals. The only people who come to recitals are the ones who like the music program already. No. We need a bigger tent. Now, have a look at that.
She hands him a brochure.
Christmas song contest.
Jessica nods and grins.
Could be interesting.
Forget interesting. This is going to be televised. That is the kind of exposure we need.
He scowls.
Yeah, gee, I mean, if I may, it just seems like we may be exploiting the students.
I'll do it.
Good. How about you, Ken, in or out?
Shrugs.
Cassidy and Cresswell can submit two entries?
Look, it says, right here, one entry per music program. Now, since we have two separate music programs still, I don't see why you both can't enter.
He forces a smile and looks at Diana.
You realize, don't you, that eventually your positions will be merged?
They share a look.
The board will have to choose one of you as a sole music director.
Well, would winning this contest help?
Certainly couldn't hurt.
Then I'm in.
Grabs the brochure.
Me too.
Good. Well, then may the best music director win. Give him a call.
Manhattan. Sign. TV network. A man tries on neckties.
So, we've got a judge with a musical background. We'll be relying on her opinion, but also the phone and text votes for each competitor. That's actually pasty.
Excuse me?
Sorry, I was thinking about something else. Anywho, we're looking for teams. So, duos are preferred, but we will take a trio.
Absolutely not.
Oh, we weren't planning on doing a trio.
Yeah,
What? No. When I said absolutely not, I meant a tie. Sorry about a tie.
Right. What about a tie? What happens in the case of a tie?
Well, the right one makes my eyes pop.
Diana frowns.
I'm sorry, I'm not following. What?
Look, it's very simple. Any Christmas carol, any arrangement, could be classic, could be contemporary.
Mm-hmm. Contemporary.
Classic. Like I said, it's your call. Publicity from this thing is fantastic. So is the $10,000 prize.
Raises her chin.
Sounds good. I'll be signing up.
Yeah, me too.
Straightens tie.
Perfect.
Auditions.
I forget the rest. Do you know? Don't even worry about it. Thank you.
Deck the halls with boughs of jolly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ken writes no on his list. A teacher looks at Diana's list.
I know her. She's in my fourth period class.
I hope she's better in history than she is at singing.
Oh, come on. Of all the girls you've heard, there has to be at least two you can work with.
The only one I like is Liz Strick.
She stares.
You gotta be kidding. The girl voted most likely to?
What's that supposed to mean?
Come on, boys.
Boys stare.
You're right. I shouldn't say that, but she's kind of the original party girl.
Silent night. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
She has a good voice. I mean, she's a little untrained.
Yeah, no kidding, she's untrained. She's too busy having a good time.
You know, I think this could be different. I mean, she's obviously got a healthy ego.
Obviously.
And this is a chance to showcase herself, you know? And if she doesn't put the work in, then she's the one who comes across looking bad.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, what about Amy Barnes?
She didn't audition.
Oh, that's too bad. She babysits for me sometimes, and she sings when she puts Harry down. She has a beautiful voice.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard her say anything.
I know, she's kind of shy.
Oh, that could be a problem for a television appearance. I mean, no matter how good her voice is.
Yeah, but, you know, it could also help bring her out of her shell.
Scoffs.
Well, with all due respect, I've got bigger things to worry about than bringing Amy out of her shell.
She leans closer.
Gettler as much as told me that this could mean my job.
Wow, and you're relying on Liz Strayed to keep it.
Diana stares thoughtfully. A man holds a guitar.
What's up with the singers? You got any two singers yet?
Singers, yes. Yes, I do.
Talk to me.
This one kid, Billy Warren.
Gotta rest, ye merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were.
Billy is like the golden boy of the place. He's good looking, he's an athlete.
Comfort and joy.
His parents are loaded, and it turns out he's got a great singing voice.
And joy.
Of course, I'm taking a chance using the kid, you know. He's arrogant and disruptive in class, you know, the type.
Well, every class has got one, right?
Looks at his guitar.
What about the other one?
He's also a surprise. New kid, Carlo.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Not only green when summer's here.
Carlo, he's as smart as they come, but I think he's had a hard time fitting in.
Oh, Christmas.
Carlo's in a wheelchair.
Maybe the contest will help break the ice. He's got a great voice, too.
My leaves are so unchanging.
I'll meet you there.
Diane is at her desk.
Amy.
She turns.
Yes, Miss Deason? Can I speak to you for a minute? I was sort of hoping you were going to turn out for the auditions last week.
Oh, I'm not comfortable singing in front of a crowd of people.
Well, Miss Hammond's heard you, and she says you're very good.
She's just being nice.
Would you consider singing for me and letting me decide?
Now?
She nods slowly.
But everyone would hear me. Come here. Come on.
Smiles and takes her hand.
It's just the two of us. You could sing just a couple of bars a cappella. I even turn around. You could just pretend you're singing a baby to sleep.
Any Christmas carol you'd like. I'll turn around.
She turns her back and Amy takes a breath.
The holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown.
Diana smiles.
Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir.
She blinks and turns around.
Oh, Amy, I really want you in this contest.
I can't sing in front of people.
But you'd be ready and rehearsed, and you wouldn't be up there alone. I think this could be a really good experience for you.
I'll think about it.
Think you could let me know by the end of today?
Yeah.
Amy, I just want you to know that no matter what you decide, you are very, very good.
Amy smiles.
Thanks.
Students mill about the school parking lot. Diana sits on a sofa in the teacher's lounge.
Hi. Good lunch?
Nansen looks at her sandwich.
Guessing you want to tell me something.
Ask, actually. I need a huge favor. Do you think you could possibly substitute as a chaperone for me at the winter formal this Saturday? I agreed to do it, but out of nowhere. Scott proposed this big romantic weekend in the mountains, so...
Fun!
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're busy, you know...
Me? No. I've got nothing on. Go have fun with your husband.
Okay. Thank you. I promise I'll make it up to you.
Oh, don't even sweat it. Like I said, I've got nothing happening Saturday.
Okay. Well, that's what I kind of... I didn't, actually. I was hoping... Well, that's not much better either.
That's fine. No, it's fine.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have presumed.
Look, we're friends. You know how my weekends are. It's fine.
I do know what your weekends are like. We need to change that.
Agreed. But I guess after the winter formal, if you're all right with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
Hugs her. Sign, welcome to Snowball. Festive lights decorate the outside of the school and cars fill the parking lot. A nutcracker statue stands at the entrance.
Hello. It's a sign to keep an eye on the parking lot with you.
Ken turns around.
Oh, hi.
Oh, I didn't know it was going to be you.
Yeah, it was just a last-minute replacement filling in for Jill.
Ha.
They stand side by side, looking around the parking lot.
It's a little early for the winter formal, isn't it?
Yeah. Coach Willis doesn't like it interfering with basketball practice in the winter. So.
Right, of course. I should have known. Everything revolves around sports.
Yeah. While a silly thing like the seasons.
Nope. You kids can't be out here.
Oh, no, no, hi. It's Ken and...
Diana. Hi.
Terrific couple. I guess I'm going to get that laser eye surgery, huh?
Smiles at them.
Glad to see you two finally getting along. See you inside.
Okay.
They grin and stroll through the lot with their hands in their pockets.
They must consider this a pretty important post, getting two people to patrol it like this, huh?
Are you kidding? Parking lot of a high school dance, number one action spot. Don't you remember?
No, I was more likely to be in the band than on the dance floor, to tell you the truth. And our family vehicle was actually a hearse.
You're kidding.
No. My stepdad was an undertaker. He didn't see any reason to buy a new vehicle when we had a perfectly good 1972 Deathmaster in the garage.
Well, we had an AMC Pacer that was not only the ugliest car ever built, but it was completely glass, so you could see through it. My dad knew exactly what he was doing when he bought that car.
I bet. Yes.
He steps closer to a car and knocks on the window. Opens the door.
Hey. Come on, guys. You know better than this. Inside. Can't hang out here. Inside.
A boy and girl rush past them.
So you were in a band, huh?
He steps closer.
Yeah, I was.
Any good?
We thought we were, but we really weren't.
Oh, you were probably better than you think.
We weren't.
What did your parents think about that?
Oh, God, my mom hated the idea that I wanted to become a musician. Totally fought me every step of the way. So she was overjoyed when I eventually got my education degree. What about you? Performer?
Obligatory piano recitals, that sort of thing, but no real performing.
Mm. Yeah? Are you sure that's not you, tickling the ivories to Billy Joel's lesser-known Turnstiles album?
No, I sort of tend more to a Chopin polonaise.
Right. Well, you're very good. I've heard you play for your class.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good enough for a high school class, but not quite good enough to perform.
No, don't sell yourself short. I've heard professional keyboardists who aren't half as good as you are.
Oh, yeah, but that's pop. The sun is demanding.
My popular music isn't demanding?
I shift.
No, not really, not if you want me to be honest.
So anyone can do it?
Well, no, I mean, but it's, you know, usually three or four chords played over and over again and not really much of a melody.
Yeah, but you have to feel it, though. See, that's the difference. You can't hide behind technique.
You don't just rely on technique, but you do require skill to learn it and discipline.
It's got to come from the heart.
There's no reason the brain can't get involved, though.
Also, pop music is mindless.
I didn't say that. Why are you putting words in my mouth?
No, I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm just repeating what I'm hearing here. I'm sorry.
Shakes her head.
Let's just stop arguing about this. This is silly.
Who's arguing? We're not arguing. We're just talking about what we think.
Her eyes widen.
You want to know what I think? I think I'm going to beat you in this contest.
He blinks and grins.
Okay. Well, maybe if all the judges are over 80, you might have a chance.
Okay. Wow. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Yes, we will.
With Amy.
You made the right choice, I promise. Christmas carols can be a lot of fun.
We don't really celebrate Christmas at my house. Don't celebrate Christmas. Who doesn't celebrate Christmas?
My mom thinks consumerism has corrupted the message.
Well, you don't have to celebrate Christmas to enjoy the music. Take it from me. Liz, Amy,
Liz.
Hey.
Hey.
So can I just tell you, I'm like crazy excited. I've never been on television before. Well, except on YouTube.
You're on YouTube?
Someone posted a clip of me at a party one time. I didn't find out until a week later. By that time, it already had 300 likes.
Okay, you know, let's get started. I want you to take this home and work on it on your own before we start putting it together.
What song did you pick?
Here you go.
Hands the music.
Angels we have heard on high.
In two-part harmony.
Liz frowns and Amy smiles.
What's the matter?
My mother sings this. In church, it's totally lame.
Well, then it'll be up to us to make it exciting.
We'll sound like old bags singing this.
It's all in the arrangement, I promise.
Let's at least try it.
Liz glares.
I mean, yeah, it's really old-fashioned, but it's got a basic melody that we could really embellish.
Embellish?
It means, you know, decorate.
I know what it means. I've never heard anyone use it in a conversation before.
Amy lowers her eyes.
Just try it.
If the arrangement's too complicated, I could help you with it.
I think I can figure it out for myself. Thanks.
See ya. Bye, Liz.
Turns to Amy.
Don't worry about her. She'll be fine when she starts working on the material. You just learn your part. You can be the good example.
Right, Miss Deason.
Diana walks past Jessica's office.
Diana!
Jessica waves her inside.
I'm glad I got you before you left.
Do you have plans for next Saturday night?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Well, then I apologize for the late invitation, but I am hoping you can join me for Christmas dinner practice.
Christmas dinner practice?
Yeah. It's part of my stress reduction program. I have always been concerned about Christmas dinner being perfect, but no longer.
Okay.
I'm having a trial run.
She hands her an invitation.
You're making Christmas dinner twice.
Right.
And that's going to be less stressful?
Well, this way I can get reviews for the food before I serve it to the real guests. Oh, not that you're not a real guest.
So it wouldn't just be me?
Oh, no. I need more than one opinion. My nephew will be coming. He has just come out of a very serious relationship, and I would like him to meet somebody special. He is a great guy. I think you two would really get it off.
Diana chuckles.
So, when I see you then?
Well, it's going to help relieve your stress. Why not?
Smiles.
Shall we say 5 o'clock for drinkies?
5 o'clock for drinkies it is. And thank you.
No. Thank you.
Diana watches thoughtfully as Jessica pulls on a red hat and red coat. Garland trims a two-story house. A wreath hangs on the door. Diana stands at the door. She turns around.
Hi, I'm Diana. You can call me Dee Dee.
Grimaces.
Dee Dee calls me Dee Dee.
Hi, I'm Diana.
You can call me anytime.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, Diana, don't you look lovely?
Oh, thank you. Got you a bottle of Pinot.
Oh, thank you. Now, unfortunately, my nephew won't be able to join us because his car broke down.
Oh.
But it's all right. I've invited somebody else from school.
Come.
Ken steps into the foyer.
Hey.
Hey.
A roast turkey sits on the table.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So, how's the stuffing?
Mm. Oh, it's excellent.
Did you like the tarragon? Mm. Did you taste
tarragon,
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Is there enough onion?
I thought so.
Yeah. I don't know if it's spicy enough. I know some people say spice rub, but I say wrong. A spice rub is okay for the skin, but to get down deep into the meat, nothing beats deep brining. That is what my dad always used to say. Every Christmas, we would brine the turkey together.
Brining?
No, deep brining.
Diana looks at Ted.
Of course. Oh, even better.
Oh.
Well, then I'll clear the table for dessert.
Oh, hey,
I'll
get, let me do that.
Oh, no. No. No.
I'll get this.
No. I've got a system. You'll just be in the way.
Sure.
Oh, okay. I think I'm Gonna get a little fresh air. Counteract the tryptophan.
Hey, I'll join you.
Do you know what would be fabulous? I've already done decorating the front yard, but I haven't finished the backyard yet.
You decorate the backyard, too.
Well, it's the little things that make the holiday perfect. The devil is in the details.
Right. Like deep brining.
Turns to Diana.
You see, he gets it. He gets it. He's been around the block more than a few times. I think you're wonderful, Ken.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. That's... Well, this wonderful person's going to help you put up some Christmas lights in the backyard. How about that?
Okay. Okay. Well, then, here. Oh, my goodness. Could you give me a hand like this?
I got that.
Now, all right, but no shop talk, all right? Let's just forget about school this weekend, all right?
We'll do our best.
Okay, have fun.
Diana holds the door for Ken. He looks around at the lighted yard.
She hasn't finished decorating the backyard?
Wow.
Diana wraps lights around tinsel.
Hey, listen, I'm actually glad we got this time alone together because I just wanted to apologize. You know, there's no need for us to argue.
Rolls her eyes.
It's ridiculous. I mean, we're mature, responsible adults.
And we're acting like third graders, right?
Truce.
Truce.
She offers her hand and they shake.
You know, this used to be my favorite part of the Christmas meal. Not the eating till you're stuffed, but conversation afterwards, you know?
It's different than the talking before?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. You know, before it's all catching up and, you know, what's going on in your life, blah, blah, blah. But after, when everybody's just sort of skirting on the edge, falling asleep, and people tend to, you know, talk a bit slower and let their guard down. And it's less about just socializing than it is really communicating. You know what I mean?
Never thought about it like that before.
Yeah, well, I have my moments.
She shivers and looks around.
Ooh, colder than I thought out here. I'm gonna go get my other coat.
No, no, here, take mine.
Oh, no, I'll catch cold.
Ah, don't be silly, I insist. I'm hot-blooded, never cold. It's true.
You sure?
Yes, absolutely, I insist. Okay, so.
Now what?
They walk.
You know, I'm glad Jessica invited me over tonight because I was actually planning on cleaning out my cupboards.
Ooh, that's depressing. I like to do mine at Christmas.
What? Christmas? How dare you? Christmas is supposed to be all, you know, music and parties and lights and mistletoe and biting the head off of delicious gingerbread men, right?
Well, at least we've got the contest to look forward to.
He climbs a ladder.
You're not really looking forward to it, are you?
Of course, aren't you?
No, not at all. Can't wait for it to be over. You really like things like that?
She shrugs.
Well, can't win if you don't compete.
Wow, you're the second person that's told me that this week.
Oh, you're gonna be fine. You'll be fine.
He smiles down at her.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm sure I will too.
Well then, let the best coach win.
Jessica carries a golden tree outside.
Wow.
Who's ready for some croque-en-bouche to Noel? Huh?
Students walk through the school parking lot. Ken plays drums while Carla plays guitar.
Nice.
Billy arrives.
Ah! Whoa! There he is!
Sorry, lost track of time.
It's okay. Just please... Please, in the future, try to be on time, okay?
Billy shrugs.
Billy, Carlo, Carlo, Billy, you know each other?
Hi. Hey.
Billy leans toward Ken.
He's the other singer?
Yes, he is, yeah. He's fantastic. He gave a great audition. You both did. We're going to win this thing.
Cool. So, what are we singing?
I haven't decided yet, but I will let you know as soon as I do, and I'll have a rehearsal schedule posted as well.
I'm available pretty much whenever, so.
Perfect.
I have to work around wrestling practice.
Ken frowns.
Billy, I told you at the audition, if you were chosen, this is gonna have to take priority, right?
Yeah, but I'm the captain of the team now. I kind of have to show up. Don't worry, I'll figure something out. See ya.
Ken scratches his head.
Come ready to work.
You got it.
Liz and Amy stand next to Diana at the piano.
Angels, we have heard.
is you're singing behind the beat.
I always sing behind the beat.
Well, you can't when you have a partner, though. That's what the notes are for. Let's try it one more time, okay?
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
It was good. Perfectly together. Pitch is great, but Amy, you're partners with Liz, okay? Not backup. So just raise your voice a bit.
While we've stopped, have we thought about how we want to stage this?
Stage it?
Yeah, I was thinking just simple, you know? We just play to camera. So say that's you.
Steps close.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains.
I don't think I can do that. No.
The camera will love it.
Yeah, it's a Christmas carol, though.
That doesn't mean we can't sell it.
Let's just rely on our mastery of the material, okay?
You want to win? Use every trick you've got up your sleeve.
All right, this time let's just sing every single word exactly together, okay? That's what the beat's for.
Liz frowns.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Kent's with Jessica.
Diana.
Motions her in.
A word.
She joins them.
I've just learned that Estelle Barlow is judging the contest.
Who's she?
She is an alumna of this school!
Eyes widen.
Oh, wouldn't that be a conflict of interest? I mean, the TV station might disqualify her.
I don't think so. She owns the TV station.
Then that's great for us, isn't it?
I don't know. She may hold you to a higher standard to appear unbiased, you know?
Is she a musician?
Well, let's just say that she's very enthusiastic about the arts, but she doesn't really know anything about them.
Diana nods slowly.
So, how's she going to judge?
Well, she's going to rely very heavily on the phone-in vote.
Well, if she's insecure, I mean, she might just go for the tried and true, sort of classical sort of Christmas carol.
That's true, or, you know, she may want to push the envelope and award the prize to something, I don't know, new and exciting.
You two cannot second-guess this too much. Just make sure that your teams are good, because she will be watching you especially closely.
We'll be ready.
Jessica watches Ken and Diana share a look.
Oh, we're gonna knock him dead.
She nods slowly. Carlo and Ken sit waiting in the classroom.
Hey. Sorry, guys. Wrestling ran over.
We did talk about this, correct?
Right.
Yeah. There's only a few weeks left before the contest.
Yeah, but it's one song. I mean, how long could it take?
That's up to you. But it's got to be perfect.
Okay. So what are we singing?
He retrieves music sheets from his desk.
You're singing The First Noel.
You're kidding, right?
No. You know it?
Well, yeah, everyone does. It's the same old da-da-dum, da-da-dum song, right? I mean, it's really boring.
Not necessarily.
They look at Carlo.
Well, yeah, sure, the basic motif is simple, but we can go in a lot of directions with it.
Like what?
Okay, well, for example, think of it as a boogie-woogie. You know, that same repeating bass line. You could do anything with it, like a doo-wop or a up-tempo. You could even do a disco beat if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. He's right, Billy. I got a lot of ideas for it. Just trust me, it will not be boring.
Well, I guess I'm outvoted anyways, so...
Hey, let's just give it a try.
He shrugs.
Yeah, fine. Let's do it.
Ken plays guitar.
The First Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in...
Okay, good. Don't rush it. Listen to the words, right? It's not just a tune. Just think about what you're singing
here, okay?
And, Carlo, hold that note. Noel, right? To match Billy there?
Okay, yeah.
Well, yeah, drag that out. Good. And, Billy, maybe try a few runs. What do you think?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? Okay. And let's go up a tone. Maybe try it in B. Might be better, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was too certain for shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, Noel, oh Noel, Noel, born is the King of Israel. Yeah.
Okay, okay, good, good, good. Carlo, it sounds good, okay? Let me hear you.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Trust it. Billy, sounding good too, but maybe we'll pull back a little bit, right? It's a duet, right?
Oh,
so let's
yeah,
think
right.
about singing together, right. guys, okay? It's good, guys. Sounding good. It's yeah. getting there.
A woman stands in the doorway watching Diana straighten up her classroom. She raises her chin and steps inside.
Miss Deason?
Hi.
I'm Amy's mother. She told me this morning about the singing contest.
Oh, she didn't tell you before?
No, because she knew what I would say. I wish you would ask my permission before casting her. I don't want her competing.
But Amy has such a gorgeous voice, and she's so excited about the contest.
I know all that. But Amy can't handle the stress. Things build up inside her. She can't sleep or eat, and finally she's a nervous wreck.
With all due respect, Mrs. Barnes, I think you're underestimating your daughter. I think Amy can handle more than you think she can. And what better way to prepare for life than to take on things that challenge and scare us?
Mom closes her eyes, then steps forward.
With all due respect to you, Miss Deason, my husband and I have gone to great lengths to teach our daughter the true values of Christmas. Giving, love, togetherness. We've done missions in Mexico just to get away from the very commercialism and consumerism Christmas has become. And now you want to put her on a television show sponsored by the very consumerism we loathe so that she can sing like some kind of trick animal?
Oh.
I don't think so. Your job is to teach, Ms. Deason. I'll do the parenting.
I would never, ever allow your daughter to be treated like some sort of trick animal. I mean, I truly believe this has been great for Amy. Ever since she's been singing, she has come alive in class. She participates. She raises her hand. She's involved. She's really starting to come out of her shell. I genuinely think this is good for her. Would you please reconsider?
Mom shifts her eyes.
If I can see that it's too much for her, I'm pulling her out.
Agreed. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Diana nods her head and smiles weakly.
Wow, who hates Christmas that much?
Do you know, I don't even think it has anything to do with Christmas. I think she is a mother so afraid of her child getting hurt that she'll do anything to protect her. Which, of course, just ends up hurting the child more in the long run. Obviously, I can't tell her that.
Yeah, no, obviously.
What's that strange little inflection in your voice?
Nothing.
I'm a person who makes my living using my ears. I know a strange inflection when I hear one.
It's just kind of funny listening to you talk about somebody else sabotaging.
What's that supposed to mean?
She grins.
Nothing. Forget
it. What do you think I'm sabotaging?
Come on, Diana. You've been talking about how you haven't had a personal life AD.
AD?
After Dave.
Oh, come on. I don't have time for that.
I know. You know how I know? Because you've been saying the same thing for the last 4 years. You were just saying at lunch how you're going to spend another Christmas alone.
Come on, Christmas is just a day.
Yeah. No, it's not. And you know it's not. It's meant to be spent with the people you care about who care about you. Come on, girl, get off your butt. Go find somebody.
Just hate the bar scene, and I can't even imagine going to one of those ridiculous singles clubs. It's just not my thing.
Wow, you are so far behind the time. Let me bring you up to speed. We have this nifty little tool now called the internet, where you can go on it, and there are tons of sites where you can meet men.
Diana scoffs.
Just don't think, I don't know. Can't do that.
Why? You just look at it like a screening process, you know? You find somebody, you have a drink, go for dinner. If there's no spark, who cares? You just start over.
Shrugs.
Maybe. Would be nice to meet someone.
Yes.
Right now, I gotta concentrate on winning this contest.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that this Estelle Barlow is one of the judges?
Yeah, she's on the board of governors. You knew that, right?
Well, I just found out. It's starting to feel less like a Christmas concert and more like a job interview.
This is crazy. I can't believe that you're going to lose your job if you lose the contest.
I can. More and more every day.
Well, you know what? You got to win.
I'm working on it.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Liz overhears them.
Hi, Liz.
Oh, no. I have a major tweet to send.
Types on her phone.
What's up?
I just heard Miss Deason say that she may lose her job if we don't win this carol contest.
That doesn't seem fair. Oh, what if Mr. Stoddard loses?
He'd be out of a job.
Diana drives away. Amy looks at Liz in surprise.
There. Lucky for Miss Deason, she's always been nice to me, huh?
Amy watches with concern as she walks away.
Hey. Liz just tweeted whatever teacher wins the contest gets to keep their job.
Oh, dude, please don't tell me you subscribe to Liz Strait's Twitter account. Are you really interested every time she gets a triple shot, six pump soy vanilla latte?
No, but I want to find out what the competition is up to.
Well, good for you. It's about time. I thought you forgot this is a contest.
No.
So, we have to win or Mr. Stoddard gets axed, huh?
It's what it sounds like.
There's got to be ways we can get an advantage.
Billy pats Carlo on the shoulder and leaves.
Great.
Jill finds Diana at her laptop in the teacher's lounge.
Morning. Hey.
Hey.
Why are you so happy on a cold Monday morning?
I took your advice and signed up for an online dating site, and they sent me a match.
Are you serious? That is so exciting.
What's his name? They don't give out names or addresses. It's a security thing, so you go out with them, and then you decide if you want to give them your number. But judging from the answers on his personality quiz, he seems perfect.
So, when do you get to meet him?
Day after tomorrow. We're having dinner.
I want to hear all the details. I'm serious. Don't leave anything out.
Hey, I will. I promise. But keep it down. I don't want the whole school knowing.
Don't worry. I won't say anything. I promise. I've got a great feeling about this.
Really?
Yeah.
Cars pass through a city street at twilight. Diana pauses at the entrance of a restaurant dining room. She wears a dress and steps past lighted garland.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be... It's great. Just thinking out loud.
She smiles at a couple seated at a table and looks around. She sees the back of a man seated alone and steps closer.
Hi. Thank you, number 2090.
Her eyes widen as Ken stands and turns slowly.
What are you doing here?
I have a horrible feeling the same thing that you are.
There must be some kind of mistake.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, but I am 2982.
She stares at him and grins.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess there's no reason to stay.
I don't know, wait. I mean, geez, you're here already, and you obviously spent a lot of time getting ready.
Not a lot.
Oh, you look great.
Thank you.
I mean, beautiful, actually.
Oh, thanks again.
Do you want to sit down and have a glass of wine? We can figure out how all this happened. I mean...
He smiles and rushes around the table to pull out her chair.
Oh, thank you.
He sits across from her.
So why did you say your favorite music was classical?
Because it is. You know, what I teach in class doesn't necessarily reflect what I listen to at home, you know?
Okay. Like Brahms?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I can barely get through his horn trio without crying.
She smiles at him.
I played the piano part in a recital once. It was one of the most incredible moments of my life.
Holds a carafe.
Yeah.
He pours wine.
So do you have classical training?
Me? Oh, no, no. I'm more of a pop kind of guy when it comes to performing. Oh, you don't like pop? I forgot.
That's not true. No, no. It's enjoyable.
It's not important.
Well, important like Beethoven or Brahms? No, I don't think it is.
So what's your definition of important?
Will people 100 years from today be performing it?
Do we live 100 years from today, though? You know, popular music is important to people who live today.
That's fine, but I just want to show people that there's more available than what they hear on the top 100. I mean, there are over 300 years of some of the most incredible sounds man has ever created just waiting for them.
Sure, but you can't force people to like classical music by putting down what they like.
I'm not putting it down.
Mm.
You know what? This isn't going to work.
He blinks.
What do I owe you for the wine?
Don't be silly.
No, I insist.
No, really, I invited you. I'll pay for the night.
Thank you. Short, but lovely night. Enjoy your dinner.
He watches her leave. He paces at home.
She says she thinks my music is simplistic and my class is a bunch of imbeciles.
She said that.
Okay.
Yeah, she said that.
Well, I mean, some reading between the lines here, but
man,
basically.
That's tough. That's, well, on the lighter side, at least you know the next date's gonna go better.
Oh, no. There's not gonna be a next date. Trust me.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You gotta get back in the saddle when you're thrown off.
Yeah, that's assuming one wants to ride again, okay? I'm giving up. I'm done.
You can't do that.
Why not?
You can't do that.
Why not? So I'm alone. Big deal. It's easier that way.
Easier?
Yeah.
Who said anything about life being easy? Life is complicated.
Oh, so Gary, honestly, don't...
No, listen to me. Listen to me. You can't just settle, dude. You know what's settled?
What?
The sludge. The sludge at the bottom that nobody wants. You gotta figure out what you want from life, man, and you gotta fight for it. Give it another chance.
He covers his eyes.
Oh, Gary.
Give me the printout with your answers on it.
Why?
I got an idea. Hear me out. Okay. We are going to write in the opposite answers of what you put in the first time. What is it? Favorite food. What's your favorite food?
Italian.
All right. Now it's Thai.
Why? Why are you bothering? What
because
are we doing?
This way, we're guaranteed to find someone completely opposite of what you got tonight. It's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
Okay, so Thai it is.
At school.
Yeah, but you can't just give up. I'm no good at it, okay? Romance just... is my game. Well, now that's interesting.
Frowns.
What?
Shrugs and smirks.
How you just described romance.
Please, no amateur psychoanalysis.
Okay.
Because it meant nothing.
Okay.
It's just a figure of speech.
Okay.
Would you please stop saying okay like that?
Let me ask you a question. You competitive?
Yeah, I'm competitive.
Okay. And every time you get involved in a game, what do you want to do?
I want to beat my opponent.
Grins smugly.
Diana, in romance, when you wind up in first place, you don't win. You only win when you both win.
A sign hangs in the school hallway, vote the first Noel. Ken grins.
It's great, guys.
Students walk in front of him with another sign.
Whoa.
Text, vote the first Noel.
Another one. Fantastic.
He makes his way to class and passes Liz.
Oh, morning, Liz.
She smiles, then sees the signs.
Seriously?
She rushes past scowling. Photos of Liz and Amy on a camera's display screen. Liz frowns and leans toward the photographer while Amy sits on a stool behind them.
These are terrible. It's not your fault. It's certainly not my fault.
She shakes her head and raises a finger.
Amy? They're terrific, really. But, she wants to try something and, try something.
What?
This will make your eyes pop, okay?
Come here. Huh?
She applies mascara to Amy's lashes.
Still.
They're using glamour shots. It isn't fair. They know we can't compete. Ugh, guys, get this down.
He points to the signs.
You too. Guys, get this down. This looks terrible. Carlo, I'm gonna have to think of something.
Yeah.
Something good.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains.
Sign, be an angel. Vote angels we have heard on high. Students pass out angel-shaped cookies. Ken approaches and watches them, slowly nodding his head. He walks away and stops just before running into Diana. They stare at each other and he gestures for her to walk around him.
Hey. Oh, beautiful.
She picks up a cookie, then turns and watches Ken.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay.
Carlo, louder.
In fields where they lay keeping their sheep.
Diana leans on her desk as she teaches her class.
Christmas has always been a source of inspiration for composers, so just over the next week, while you're on holiday, listen out for the music you're hearing.
So, like Jingle Bell Rock?
Liz shakes her head.
Well, I was thinking a little bit more along the lines of the music you might hear at, you know, church.
They look toward the drumming sound.
Church bulletins are usually really good about listing the names of composers, but if you can't... If you can't hear it, can't hear myself. Ha-ha, that's it. You know what? You want loud? I'm gonna give you loud. Girls, I have a very special Christmas treat for you. Now, Tchaikovsky wrote this to commemorate the defeat of Napoleon when he invaded Russia. It juxtaposes two melodies, God Save the Tsar and La Marseillaise, and it's always, always meant to be played really loudly.
She turns up the volume dial on the stereo and the students gape at her. Jessica walks in frowning.
What is going on in here?
Ken peeks in the doorway as Jessica turns the knob.
You in my office. Now.
Diana and Ken follow her out. The students watch after them in surprise. Jessica sits at her desk.
Call me old-fashioned, but I expect my teachers to be a little bit more mature than their students.
He started it.
Not what I want to hear, Diana.
Frowns.
Look, I don't think either of us is in their right mind today. And I'm as much to blame as Diana is here.
It's the contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's supposed to be a celebration of Christmas.
It's bringing out the worst in everybody. Myself included.
They share a glance.
Look, I'm sorry for the way things have turned out, and I'll try to rein my team in.
Me too.
Well, it's a little late for that. The whole school's in an uproar.
And for the record, I never encouraged them to act that way.
Oh, nor did I.
And I promise to stop with the rhythm section, too.
You know what? It's fine. At least you're getting your kids interested in music. I mean, maybe my approach is a little dry.
No, don't be silly. You're teaching facts, and it's a school. It's what you're supposed to be doing.
Do what you can, and let's just be thankful this whole thing will be over in 2 days.
They smile weakly.
Yeah.
Snow blankets the city as Ken enters the restaurant.
So I'm meeting a friend.
He steps slowly into the dining room and looks around. He pauses at a table and checks his reflection in a silver platter.
Excuse me. Hi.
Diana turns from the bar.
What are you doing here? I'm meeting somebody.
Me. Yeah, you're about to meet me. You're wearing a blue dress. You're supposed to be meeting me.
Oh, 2619?
Yes.
Do you really hate me this much?
Oh, excuse me? You think I did this on purpose?
How else?
No, let me tell you something. I did everything in my power to have it not be you, okay? You know the questionnaire? I changed all my answers to the exact opposite.
They glare at each other. Then slowly grin.
Which is why the computer matched us up again. It makes perfect sense.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm starving. Do you want to just eat? Should we have a meal? We both know that the computer messed up twice, which is amazing to me. But, no pressure. A meal between colleagues.
As long as I can pay half.
You don't?
No, please. I know what teachers make.
He grins and follows her to a table. They share dessert.
You know, I figure if I make the most of the time I'm living now, I'll be ready for whatever the future brings.
Studies him.
Have you always been this practical?
Well, my father lived in the future, which kind of made the present a little difficult. Yeah, hard to feed a family in a tip jar, right?
Tip jar? I thought your father was an undertaker.
My stepfather. My biological dad pretty much lived on the road, playing honky-tonks and bars. Yeah, he was the original piano man.
It's up to you, play the trumpet.
That's where you get your love of music.
Yeah.
She smiles softly.
Were you close?
He passed when I was 17. I didn't really know him. I mean, no, I knew him. He was charming and funny and everything, but more legend than father.
It must have been hard.
Shakes his head.
Yeah. You know, I tried hating him for years. I did, but I couldn't, you know?
Lowers his eyes.
And every time I missed him, I could just put on his old records, and he was right there with me. Hank Williams, Dean Martin, God, Elvis. Yeah. And music kind of kept us together.
She nods slowly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I played his Elvis Live in Memphis album so many times. It had so many scratches, I actually had to throw it out.
There is such a thing as downloading, you know?
No. Something about vinyl. I'm telling you.
He looks away.
It's funny because, you know, my dad, it was always his dream to perform live on television, right? He never did. And now here I am with this contest on TV, and the only thing I might get is a chance to keep my job. Guys, kind of pathetic, isn't it?
Pathetic? You want pathetic? I married my high school sweetheart. We were in love. Everything was going right until, of course, it wasn't. It was Christmas Eve, and we were having a Christmas party. He would later say he was innocently getting eggnog from the spare fridge in the basement. But I went down there, and there he was, my husband, kissing another woman.
Ken frowns.
I replayed that moment over and over and over again. Where did we go wrong, you know? Was there something I could have done?
She leans closer.
Is it this big? I haven't cleaned out that refrigerator. No, that's pathetic.
No, it's not. It's not. I'm sorry.
She shakes her head.
Don't be. It wasn't meant to be.
Well, I guess we just have to make the most of the time we're in.
He looks into her eyes and she smiles. A waiter watches them and makes a phone call. Billy answers.
But you're kidding. Yeah, I'll deal with it. Thanks, buddy. I owe you one.
Ken searches through his apartment. He moves furniture out of the way and retrieves an instrument case. He sets it on a piano stool and opens it, then holds up a trumpet and stares at it thoughtfully. Diana cleans out the refrigerator in her basement. She tosses bundles wrapped in foil. She pulls out a bottle of eggnog and studies it thoughtfully, then smiles and tosses it in the trash. Liz grabs Amy in the school hallway.
Hey! Oh, you're not gonna believe this. Miss Deason and Mr. Stoddard are an item. Oh, you're right, I don't believe it. Some guy posted a tweet about it last night. Apparently, they were staring lovingly into each other's eyes for hours.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's what I said. But he said they were there hours. This is a problem.
Well, what happens when one of them gets fired?
Yeah.
Wow, that's harsh. I don't want her to get fired. But if she keeps her job and he doesn't, he'll dump her.
Why? Well, because she's undermining our team. He's gonna stop wanting to win.
How do you know? Amy, because I know men.
Oh, come on, man. Adults aren't like that.
Are you serious? Carlo, read your history. Caesar and Cleopatra, ring any bells?
Well, I guess there's nothing we can do about it. It's just not fair. I mean, is Deason to find someone at her age and then lose him? Or lose her job? Do you think we should take a dive? Deliberately lose?
No. We should just try our best and hope that everything works out.
He's gonna stop wanting to win, and we have to fight back.
Oh, Billy, Carlo, the studio just called to remind us of the technical rehearsal on the 23rd.
4:30, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Billy, do not be late.
Yeah, I'm on it.
No, I'm serious. No shows are disqualified.
No, Mr. Stoddard, got it on my calendar. We're good.
Okay. See ya.
See ya.
Oh!
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Deason.
Hi.
Hey, you.
Hey.
How are you?
Just want to come by and say thank you for last night.
Oh, yeah. Great. No, thank you. It was fun.
Grins.
So are your guys ready?
Yeah, I think so. You know. How about your girls?
Well, if you ask them, they'd probably say no, but they're ready.
He nods and lowers his eyes.
Diana,
can I...
Sorry. No. Go, you go first, please.
I just wanted to say, no matter what happens, it's just a job, you know, and I just wanted you to know that.
They share a lingering gaze.
And I'd really like to see you again.
That's great. I was about to say the exact same thing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious. I have this, like, overwhelming desire to sit and listen to old records with you.
Smiles.
You're asking me over to listen to old records?
I know. Sounds incredibly high school, but hey, I don't have an MP3 player, okay?
Okay.
But I think it can be fun.
Definitely. After the contest, I definitely take you up on that.
Great.
Good luck.
Yeah, hey, you too.
You too.
Carlo looks in a classroom doorway and sees Amy unwrapping a sandwich.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Can I sit here?
Yeah, sure. No one's using it.
He wheels to the edge of the desk and takes out his lunch.
I knew I'd find you here.
I hate the cafeteria.
He shrugs.
Drop a bunch of boys into an all-girls school, you're bound to get a food fight or two.
She watches him thoughtfully.
I wanted a chance to talk to you. I want to wish you good luck in the contest.
Yeah, right.
No, really. I've overheard you rehearsing a few times, and you're really good.
Thanks.
Of course. I think we're really good, too.
Smiles and looks away.
But I guess that's up to the judges to decide.
She lowers her head and nods while she chews.
I just wish this was over.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, I just thought we were going to rehearse and go out and sing.
Who thought it would get this involved? I mean, half the school is cheering me on, and the other half wants me to drop dead.
Billy loves it. It's like one of his sports to him. You know, he's going to win no matter what.
Liz is exactly the same. She can't think about anything else.
They share a knowing gaze. Then she smiles softly and looks away. He lowers his head and takes a bite of his sandwich. He looks up at her.
This is usually my favorite time of the year. But it doesn't even feel like Christmas to me. I mean, I thought this contest was about who could sing the best Christmas carol. You know, how did this end up becoming so mean?
She nods her head.
I've been wanting to drop out, but it would prove my mother right.
About what?
She thinks I can't handle the stress. I'm gonna show her she's wrong.
He looks at her thoughtfully.
I think she is wrong.
Amy lowers her eyes and smiles.
Four more days.
Four more days.
They toast with their milk cartons and smile. Billy siphons gas from a car in the school parking lot. He sets an electronic device, then attaches it above the rear tire. He places the gas can in his car as the students begin exiting the school. Liz stops Amy from stepping in a puddle as they walk to the parking lot.
Careful! You're gonna get your shoes wet! They're not gonna be seen on camera.
It doesn't matter. If they feel uncomfortable, then you'll feel uncomfortable. And that'll show up on camera.
They get in the car Billy tampered with while he stands at his car watching. He grins and nods his head as they drive past.
See you at the rehearsal, girls.
A phone shows 5:05.
We can't wait any longer.
I'm sure they're going to be here any minute.
But you did tell them the rehearsal started at 4:30, right?
Yes, of course. I mean, they said they were coming right after their rehearsal. Something must have happened.
Liz. Can't come to the phone, but I'm dying to hear what you have to say.
Liz, where are you? We're here at the studio. We're waiting for you. Please, please, call me back as soon as you get this.
The car's parked on a shoulder. Liz holds up her phone. No signal.
Come on, give me at least one bar. Why didn't you check the gas before we left?
Because my father always takes care of it, okay? I don't even think about it, obviously.
Oh, don't start.
She glares.
This has never happened before. They're gonna kick us out of the contest. You know what, Amy? It's not our fault, okay?
No, it's not our fault. Running out of gas is your fault.
Great idea. Let's fight, because that's what we need right now.
Amy marches to her side.
We need to hitch a ride. Hitchhiking's dangerous. We're not asking someone to take us to Hollywood, just the television station.
Diana bites her thumb at the station.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Look, it's 12 past. I gotta disqualify your team.
I'm sure they'll be here any minute.
She grabs her phone.
Liz, where are you?
We ran out of gas. I couldn't get my cell phone to work, so this nice lady picked us up. We should be there in about 20 minutes.
They ran out of gas. They'll be here in 20 minutes.
Yeah, but my crew's on overtime already. I gotta say no.
She stares at him and frowns.
We're disqualified.
What? They can't do that.
Yes, they can. Look, I'll meet you outside the station. Pick up your car with some gas, okay?
Look, I'm sorry, but we didn't publish the rules.
No, I know. It's not your fault. It's just... it's rotten luck. Thanks, anyway.
She grabs her coat and walks out slowly. Billy plays the drums.
Hey. Hey. So how's it feel to be a winner?
There are still other teams to beat.
Yeah, we're the best. And you know it. Especially after I took care of the competition.
No need to thank me. Just admire my genius.
Oh, yeah? What are you talking about?
Well, you know how they use sexy posters? I use my own methods.
What did you do to their car?
It's fine. I just borrowed one of those cell phone blockers from one of the computer geeks and taped it to the inside of their bumper. Oh, yeah.
Grins.
And I drained most of their gas out.
Billy, you're an idiot, man.
What?
They could have gotten into an accident.
Yeah, but they didn't. They're fine.
No, look, you have to tell Mr. Stoddard.
Are you kidding?
I don't win by cheating.
So you're gonna go crying to Mr. Stoddard about it and tell him the truth like a little baby?
No, you are.
Make me.
All right.
He stares.
Oh, what? You think I can because I'm in this chair?
Billy turns his head.
Look, I'll tell you what.
Clears a desk.
You win. And I keep quiet.
Arm wrestling.
I win and you tell Mr. Stoddard.
Come on, Carlo. I'm the captain of the wrestling team.
Yeah, so what? I move more weight with my arms every day than you do in a month. What are you, scared?
Billy scowls.
Come on, you little chicken. Put up or shut up. Or are you scared of a kid in a wheelchair?
He shakes his head, then turns around and sits across from Carlo. He sets his arm on the desk.
Count of three. One, two, three.
They clasp hands and push forcefully. Carlo holds Billy's gaze. Billy pushes Carlo's arm toward the desk and grins with satisfaction. Then his eyes widen as Carlo pushes back. He grimaces as Carlo pushes his arm all the way down. Carlo taps the desktop. Billy winces at his arm. Carlo takes out his phone.
Call the station. Number's already in my phone.
Billy looks up at him sadly and takes the phone.
Hello? Yeah, hi. Can I speak to whoever's in charge of the Christmas Carol contest?
Diana sees Ken at the station.
What are you doing here?
I got a call from Estelle Barlow telling me to come as soon as possible.
Yeah, same.
Mrs. Deason, Mr. Stoddard, walk with me.
They follow a woman who wears a bright head wrap.
Is there some sort of problem?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, a rather large one. I had a phone call from one of your boys, Mr. Stoddard, confessing that he had drained the gasoline from the girl's car, and that's why they missed rehearsal.
I should have known.
Maybe you did.
Excuse me?
No, please. I have a more pressing problem. This telecast starts in a few hours. Now, how am I to deal with this revelation?
Well, I totally understand if you disqualify my team.
Ah, but I understand that it was just one boy who was responsible.
I have a pretty good idea which one.
It's not fair to punish the other boy as well. Let me think about this for a minute.
She brings her hand to her chin.
Oh, I have an idea. I am judging this contest on a point system of my own devising. Now, I am counting phone in response, texting response, and of course, my own assessment of song choice, uniqueness of arrangement, performance, and appearance. It was a very nasty trick for your boys to play on the girls, and so I'm going to allow the girls to perform. And I'm going to give the boys, your team, a 5-point disadvantage going into the contest. Does that strike you as fair?
Absolutely.
Can you get the girls here in an hour?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Good luck, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Great. Hey, listen. I didn't know anything about that, okay?
You know what? I don't have time to talk about this right now.
Amy gets ready in her bedroom.
What are you doing?
Miss Deason just called. They're going to let us compete after all.
Amy, no.
Mom, I'm going to do this. I have to.
You cried yourself to sleep last night over this stupid contest. I told you it was a mistake, and now you're going to set yourself up to fail again.
I'm not going to fail. And last night was different.
Amy, no. You're not going.
Yes, I am.
Her mom stares.
Mom, I know you only want what's best for me, but what I want is to do this. I know I can. I just need the chance.
Honey.
She shakes her head and shrugs.
This is breaking my heart. I'm just trying to keep you from getting hurt.
But the only way to never get hurt is to never do anything. I don't want a life like that.
And I don't want some contest deciding whether you're a winner or not. That's not Christmas.
But don't you see? I'm not doing this contest to win, but to give. To give to myself. And Miss Deason, and if that's not the meaning of Christmas, then I don't know what is.
Mom tilts her head.
There's one more thing. Can I have an early Christmas present?
Takes her hands.
Could you be in the studio audience when I sing tonight?
Mom stares at her, then stands up.
Mom.
Rolls her eyes.
Let me get dressed.
Grins.
Thanks.
Amy does a happy dance around her bed, then picks up her phone. Sign, WFC-TV Network. Amy and Liz stand backstage with Diana.
You guys look great. Now all you gotta do is sound as good as you look. Just, Liz, remember the beat, okay? Stay on the beat. And Amy, you've got a gorgeous voice.
Yeah, she has.
They smile.
So make sure the audience hears it, all right? Don't let Ethel Merman over here drown you out.
She'll be great.
Liz hugs Amy.
Where are you gonna be sitting?
Oh, they stuck me next to Mr. Stoddard, but it's all right. It's just for an hour or so. Listen, don't look for me, all right? You just focus on your song. You're going to be great.
All right, next time, could all the stage moms, all the coaches, please find their seats in the audience? Thank you.
Good luck.
With Billy and Carlo.
Just look at me. Forget everybody else, okay? They don't matter. You're not in competition with them. You're competing against yourselves. That's it. You know the material, you've got the technique, you've got everything you need, okay? Just get out there and just hit your personal best, right? You can do it. You guys are great.
Okay, Mr. Stoddard, I just want to say how sorry I am for everything.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll talk about it after.
It was such a stupid thing to do, and I just feel terrible.
Agreed. It was. But just concentrate on the song. We'll talk about it after, okay? You guys are going to be great. Trust it.
All right, last call. If you're not performing, you don't belong backstage. Please, find your seats.
Okay.
He pats Billy on the arm and leaves. Diana checks her phone.
All right, we have a few rules we've got to get to first. First
Hello?
Up.
It's Amy.
We're not supposed to be talking right now. The contest is about to start.
I had something to tell you. I just remembered. The day we were late for rehearsal,
we were walking toward Liz's car, and Mr. Stoddard asked if we needed a ride.
He did?
If he knew our car was going to run out of gas,
he wouldn't have offered us a ride.
Please, take a moment, find the one closest to you.
You're right.
All right, now is the time for you to turn off all electronic devices and cell phones.
Glances at Ken.
I've been totally wrong about everything.
I said now's the time to give your cell phones a rest.
Oh, I gotta go. Thank you.
Amy smiles. Diana looks at Ken.
Okay, folks, here we go. We're ready in 5, 4.
Great timing.
The host steps onto the stage waving.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 5th annual Christmas Carol Sing-Off. You're in for a night of incredible music and Christmas cheer. But first, a round of applause for the owner of this station and our very special judge tonight, Ms. Estelle Barlow.
Estelle smiles as she steps onto the stage wearing a festive head wrap. The host holds her hand and kisses her on the cheek. She bows, then takes a seat at the judge's table.
And now, please give it up for the dynamic duo from Zbigniew Brzezinski High.
Amy's backstage with Liz and the boys.
Are you crazy?
Look, they're in love. It's this contest that's driving them apart.
Yeah, but all contests do that.
But maybe this one doesn't have to. Okay, I was thinking.
They huddle.
I can't. It has to wait.
Amy, that's a great idea.
She smiles.
All right, I'll send a note to the judge. And here, turn around.
Writes on Billy's back.
Let's hope she lets us do it.
Two students smile and leave the stage.
Incredible. Congratulations. Just fantastic. Well, we were supposed to have two more teams competing tonight. Instead, we have one special surprise. Estelle?
She rushes to the microphone.
Until a few months ago, Tasden and Creswell were two different schools with two very different ideas on how to teach music. When they merged last summer, they kept both music programs, and so we agreed to allow two separate vocal duos to compete tonight. But I learned just before the program that the teams want to merge just as their schools merged, and so our final contestant is the double duo of Tasden Creswell.
Diana and Ken smile in surprise in the audience. Jessica watches from the back row.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain for shepherds and fields as they lay in fields where they lay keeping the sheep on a cold winter's night.
Takes Amy's hand, pulling her between him and Carlo.
Noel.
Jill smiles in the audience with Diana.
Noel, Noel. Born is the king of this
life. Amy's mom watches with glistening eyes. Ken joins them on trumpet. Estelle gapes. Diana holds her hands over her heart and laughs with Jill. Diana smiles brightly as the audience claps. Jill raises her arms and cheers. Amy's mom shakes her head and smiles as she claps. Jessica cheers. A crew steps onto the stage with a lighted leaderboard.
Well, the votes appear to be flooding in, with Kasdan Creswell taking an early and commanding lead. I've got to say, it's a neck and neck between the boys and the girls duos. It looks like it's going to be a photo finish. I don't know how we're going to be able to predict the...
It freezes.
I think the
computer crashed. I don't think that it could handle the volume of calls.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, forget all those computer doodles. Get that silly thing out. I know who the winner is.
She holds a treble clef trophy.
All right, here we go.
She stands at the microphone.
And the winner is... Kasdan Creswell! Yes!
Amy accepts the trophy and Liz hugs her. Billy pats Carlo on the back. Amy's mom smiles and claps as she catches her eye. Diana looks at Ken, and they share a lingering gaze while they clap. He nudges her shoulder with his.
Diana, Ken, congratulations. Oh, you must be so proud. I was just talking to Estelle, who was obviously very impressed with what she saw tonight. And we both agreed that it's just a tragedy when any excellent teacher is made redundant.
Well, can't argue that.
Now, you know that she is a very close friend of many of the school's donors. And she knows, well, now, how did she put it? She knows just what buttons to press and where all the skeletons are hidden. So I have a feeling that they will be able to come up funding for at least one more year of the program.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
That's fantastic.
You look so wonderful tonight.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Diana smiles at Ken.
That's great. Wow. Hey, Miss Deason.
Billy quickly whispers in her ear, then pats Ken and leaves.
Yeah.
Diana faces Ken.
Merry Christmas.
She holds out an album and his eyes widen.
What?
It's not much.
Are you kidding me? It's not much. Elvis live in Memphis?
He stares at it and shakes his head.
Wow. This is incredible. Where did you even find this?
Well, contrary to what our students think, the internet is good for things other than downloading music.
They both chuckle.
eBay.
Wow. Diana, I didn't get you anything at all.
Oh. Silly, this has been the most amazing Christmas.
She holds his arm as they walk.
Really?
She stops and looks up at him.
I just wanted to say, your father would have been really proud of you tonight. You played beautifully and from the heart.
He looks into her eyes.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, you got any plans for Christmas?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
She smiles lovingly.
I am going to live every single moment.
She gazes at him with glistening eyes and he smiles. He steps closer and they kiss. She slowly brings her arms around his shoulders as the kiss lingers. The students watch the kiss from backstage and smile joyfully. Ken and Diana pause. He rests his forehead on hers and they grin.